could play in the morning.
No.
Why would you want to do breakfast that? Game of D&D?
We have done an all-day D&D session where it was the day after Marquette Marathon because everybody, like, was harassing me about it. Oh, you ran a marathon? Yes, I did, motherfuckers. Anyway, and it was, like, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like, we got over there at, like, 9 in the morning, and we made pancakes and bacon, and then we ordered pizza for lunch and then made dinner.
What are you eating, Mike?
Sunday salad.
What?
Sunday salad.
I don't know what that is.
It's just, like, macaroni and cheese, but with Caesar dressing instead, or, like...
Instead of cheese?
Yeah. Or, like, I don't know. Show it to her. Like, are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
But that's not even close.
It's like, yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, we are.
Oh.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Chelsea and Aaron Talk About Cooking.
It's
like olive oil.
Oh, so it's stuff. Like a noodle salad.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am very bad at describing things.
You could have just said, like, pasta salad.
I know. But words. Words
know,
are hard.
I know, but you said it was suddenly salad. It's
That's the brand. It's
literally suddenly salad.
Because it's suddenly salad.
But it's probably, I don't know. Never mind.
It's probably more work than actually putting together a
if
pasta salad.
Said suddenly salad, I would think that it's like a bag, like bag salad.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Well, it's not.
Suddenly, here's a salad. Because some of those come with the dressing
packet,
even.
Yeah, I've gotten those before. I really like...
say suddenly pasta salad.
Suddenly pasta salad.
That goes way better.
This is a cooking podcast.
It's not?
A cooking podcast.
What are you talking about? What's happening?
Hello, everyone. My name is Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to Rome in the right, which came out. I have like 20 different thoughts going on in my head right now because that's just how Wednesdays are sometimes.
Yeah.
The right came out in 2011 and it's about a couple hours long. It's an hour and 54 minutes. You can get it on Prime for $2.99. I think I had it, so I didn't really like look into.
We have it on DVD,
so
screw you guys. Find it yourself. Like, that's how you
sucks to be you. It was directed by Michael Hofstrom.
I think it's Mikhail.
Mikhail. That's kind of what I was thinking too, but I said Michael. Oh well. The writer is Michael Petroni. And it's based on the novel by Matt Baglio.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I look at you and I pronounce names to see.
I think it could also be Baglio. Because sometimes in Italian stuff,
like Shanna's name.
There's no G.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like lasagna.
Yeah.
And bologna.
A good point.
Yeah.
So this film stars Anthony Hopkins as Father Lucas, Colin... Irish last name. O'Donohue.
Good job.
Thank you. As Michael Kovac. Alice Braga as Angeline. And then, Rutger Hauer as Istvan Kovac, or Michael's dad. Michael's dad.
Just Michael's dad.
That's, man, today's rough. Sorry, everybody.
I'm super tired.
Yeah. I was super crabby today, all day. Just in a bad mood.
Pants. Somebody asked me at work today. They're like, why are you in such a bad mood? I'm like, am I? Like, I don't feel like I'm in a bad mood.
RBF, man.
It's not my face.
It's just my face.
No, it's gonna, the pants thing. The pants message I sent you.
Oh, yeah.
It was because I got out of work. I went home. I ate a salad with a ton of ranch. Don't look at me like I'm healthy. It wasn't suddenly salad. It was just like lettuce and cheese. And then I took a shower.
Oh,
so okay.
I was
like, I'll put my pants on and be right over.
Pants off? Pants off dinner? What's happening?
Yes, that's exactly it.
Yeah. So I do want to say that this film isn't necessarily gory or scary. It's PG-13. It's just creepy. It's like unsettling to me.
It's unsettling.
It's unsettling.
I like it a lot.
I do too. I really like Rutger Hauer.
Greg thinks that this is his favorite, what's his name, movie? Anthony Hopkins movie.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
That says a lot, because Anthony Hopkins has been on a lot of things, and this movie isn't very recognized.
No, and it got kind of bad reviews.
Yeah.
Lots of people had bad things to say about it.
Everybody shit on it.
I
like it.
I like it, too.
I like it as a possession movie.
Yeah.
Which is what it is.
With your 500 other possession movies that you like.
It's just my favorite genre.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Not caving?
Not caving expedition drama horror films set in Appalachian.
Area. Set in Appalachian.
So I do have some fun facts, and I do want to make a correction.
Okay.
So during the exorcism of Emily Rose, I mentioned that there were 35 active exorcists in the United States. After watching some interviews and things like that with Gary Thomas, or Father Gary Thomas, who this film is loosely based on.
Yeah.
There are 65 dioceses in the United States that have active exorcists. Of the 65 dioceses, there are 70 plus active exorcists that are trained in the rites of exorcism.
That just blows my mind.
Yes. Insane. And actually, Gary Thomas essentially was Michael Kovac in this, like, sent to Rome to study exorcisms, hardcore skeptic. And then he came back and was like a believer, 100%. He's performed over 80 exorcisms during his priesthood, and he's located in California.
That's a lot of information.
Yes. Matt Baglio. I'm just going to say that. Who wrote the novel. I wrote it down here. I thought I did.
So he basically plays the part that the reporter plays in the film.
He has, the book is called The Rite, The Making of a Modern Exorcist, and he essentially followed Father Thomas to exorcisms and things like that. And the director also did, because Father Thomas played as a consultant for the film.
Okay.
And so the director went along with some exorcisms too. He didn't go in the room.
I did read that. But he was there. He was there.
Yes. How insane. It's just nuts.
I don't know how I feel about all this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that might be it for now.
Okay. Well, it starts out in the intro, based on true events.
Mm-hmm.
Are you reading the back of my notes?
I was, too.
Did you notice this, too? Look at this.
Oh, my God.
Brand new notebook.
Brand new notebook.
Mm-hmm.
You should. Are you keeping your old notebook?
For a while, it's kind of falling apart.
Yeah. Document everything.
I just have piles of notebooks. Well, it took us months for me to go through one notebook.
Yeah.
So, unlike my journal, that's half full from 2 years ago.
Ugh. I tried to journal. And when I was going to therapy, she was like, yeah, you should really journal. Just write down your thoughts every day and blah, blah, blah. I made it like a week. And I was like, I feel better.
Well, mine, I was writing down fun things.
Oh, yeah.
Like, happy things. Yes. So I could go back and be like, oh, my life isn't a big pile of crap. Look at all these fun things I've done. And then I started just writing, like, day-to-day stuff. So it started out all fun and happy. And then it turned into, like, well, work sucked and this happened and that happened. And then it got to
just
be,
a
like,
black hole of depression.
Then when I'd read it, I'd be like, wow. This is not as exciting as it was. But then I did all this shit this summer. I could have been about it the whole time, and I didn't.
Oh.
Anyway.
Well.
What are we talking about?
The right.
Okay.
You can walk through. You're fine. I love you so much.
I thought she walked through just to get the cat.
I know. Have fun at practice. It's freezing out. Do you want a coat? Okay.
This is our best episode yet.
Well, it's not a parenting podcast. All right, it starts off
in the beginning. The first scenes are from the mortuary that Michael mm-hmm. and his dad work at.
Yeah.
And Kovac. Yeah, he is getting a body ready for a funeral and notices this like kind of unique charm bracelet.
Yeah, I wanted. You went to school with A.E. Wagley, didn't you? Or remember her? Like the Wagley Funeral Home?
Yes.
My friend Andrew, who we still talk every once in a while, I wanted to message to see how accurate the scene was about like preparing a body for a funeral. I assume it's pretty accurate.
They're just like washing the person and then they.
But yeah, like they fill the mouth with cotton and they do all that stuff and the contacts and everything. Like I just wanted to know.
I would assume.
Yeah.
To make the face like stay full and not mm-hmm. like get sunken in.
Okay.
And the sewing the mouth shut thing is in a lot of different scary movies that we've watched.
That's true. Yeah.
So I think that's like okay. a normal thing.
I wanted to look it up, but
they do all sorts of weird stuff. We can talk about that later.
Yes.
The girl that they're prepping killed herself.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's just kind of like.
And, like, Michael is super interested and is like, well, how did she do it? And his dad's just like, it's not for us to know. Like, we don't.
Oh, don't get involved.
Yeah.
Like, they just take care of the body.
Yeah.
After.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care about what the person was doing, like, in their life yeah. before that.
His dad was like, don't get.
And is that when he also makes some comment about everyone in his family either being a priest or a mortician?
So after they prep the body and stuff, Michael goes to the boxing ring or like yes. the gym and yeah. is with one of his friends. And his friends is like, seminary school, like, what are you doing? And that's when Michael says, well, you're either a mortician or you're a priest in my family. And yes. his dad won't pay for standard university.
Which I feel like. You would just go do something else then.
I think so too, but.
I feel like he feels trapped. Like those are his absolutely. Only options.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like you're either this or this. Like it's not. Ooh, sorry. That was my phone. I don't know how to do anything on it yet because it's new. I'll just put it.
Just bury it. It's fine.
Put my sweatshirt on it and push it over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's all right.
I don't think it'll ring. You're the only person that calls me.
Oh.
And Greg, and he knows I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that that was kind of weird that those are his only options. Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, they're both fulfilling careers, I'm sure, but.
Yes. I would think so. And then they go to, like, the bar afterwards, and Michael says something like, well, seminary school, it's 4 years until you have to take your vows, so if I don't like it by then. And then his friend makes a joke and says, oh, that's a lot of faith in yourself. And
yeah.
Like, Michael just kind of wants to go off and do something just to essentially appease his dad. And that's it.
Then he remembers seeing his mom dead when he was a little boy.
Yeah.
And she was on, like, the table. And his dad was painting her fingernails.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was, like, really sad
yeah.
and sweet. But yeah, 4 years later, he is 2 seconds away from graduating.
Yes.
Actually, he graduates, I think. He just hasn't like taken his final
He hasn't
vows.
Taken his final vows yet. And he, before he left too, he hooked up with the maid.
The maid.
The bar maid at the.
The bartender?
The bartender. I don't know.
The barmaid?
I'm like in 1600s. The barmaid.
Did you take a nap today or nothing?
No, I didn't take a nap, and it's just been like, ugh.
Okay.
But yeah, he sleeps with her.
Well, you don't.
I'm assuming he does.
She hits on him, and he's like, ugh.
Yeah, lickety split.
Yeah.
That's what she says.
I know that's what she says. He's in school anyway, 4 years later, and he's typing his resignation, and he sends it. And his reason for not wanting to become a priest is his absence of faith.
Yeah. He lacks conviction.
Yes. Well, then he just happens to be like on the street.
Yeah, he's like walking somewhere. I don't know, but he's in, like, he has his collar.
Stuff on.
Yeah.
Do you get that before you become a priest? Because he's not a priest yet.
He's not a priest yet. And I didn't look into it, so I can't give you a positive answer. I was going to be like, yeah, absolutely. You can totally do that. But I'm trying to catch myself.
Like a suit.
He's wearing a collar because.
I guess I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
He sees a woman get hit by a car. And even though he's not a priest, she asks for the last rites and he does them.
Yeah. So the woman one of his superiors, not like the head person, but the person that's been teaching him and stuff.
Who's a very famous actor, and I didn't write down his name. Oh, you did?
Toby Jones. He's in First Avenger as Dr. Zola. And the Hunger Games. Yeah. Yep. Anyway, I can't believe I didn't mention him because he was really good in Avengers, but... Anywho, he's going after him because he thinks Michael would make a great priest and is like, hey, I need to talk to you. Pouring down rain. Then he trips mysteriously.
Yeah.
And a bicyclist gets in like a head-on collision with somebody and is pretty mangled up. It's pretty disturbing.
Yeah. She bikes out onto the street and gets hit by a car.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still not, like, super gory or anything.
No, it's not too bad. And then the next day or whatever, the father is like, you know, I can't help but feel responsible, but, you know, these things happen, whatever. I don't know exactly what he says.
Well, then he talks to him about the email the next
day. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And says he's, like, $100,000 in student debt.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he said something like, you know, if you decide not to do this, the seminary, all of it transfers over to university and you can go to university.
No.
Oh, well.
I took it like his loans that the church would have paid for him are now.
Because he didn't seem grumpy about it. He was just like,
him.
Oh. Ooh.
I thought.
Well.
Maybe I just...
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah. I thought he was going to have to take on the debt if he didn't become a priest.
Oh, okay.
Is what I took.
Okay.
From it. But maybe.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to go home and watch that part again.
Yeah. Me too.
He asks him to be an exorcist.
He's almost like bribing him. Like, hey, I know you lack conviction, but I'm going to make you a believer. Take a couple courses in Rome on exorcism.
Yeah, go spend 2 months in Rome.
Done.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, then they kind of talk about his, like, past, too. Like, he's not squeamish because he grew up in a mortuary.
Yeah, he makes kind of, like, a joke about it. And it's just like, well, you're not very squeamish, are you? That'll come in handy. It's like, oh.
Ew. Then it starts out with him in class and then in Rome or going to class.
Going to class in Rome. Yeah.
I kind of like that they skip like big chunks of it. Like it starts out with him not knowing what to do 4 years later.
Yeah. Or it could have been like a 5-hour movie.
I mean.
Or a 2-hour podcast like this is going to be.
It's not going to be that bad. Because there's really not a lot to it.
No.
When you think about it. Yeah. So then he is in class. He walks in late. And then they're going over like.
Father Xavier is the one that runs the class.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's going over like the signs, identifiable signs that you're possessed. One of them is reaction to holy items.
Yeah.
That's just kind of like I threw that in there because I thought it was neat when they were talking about it in class. And then that's when he meets Angelina.
Is it Angeline or Angelina?
It's probably, I don't know.
It could be either. I thought it was Angeline.
We'll just call her Angie.
Okay.
Well, okay, in a lot of films, they don't say their name a ton.
No.
So, like, this is so-and-so. Okay, that's it. And I have to hear someone's name a couple times before I remember it.
Yeah.
They kind of have the same views.
Yeah, they're both...
They both speak up. Is it that class?
It's that class that they both question what's going on.
Like, well, has she seeked any kind of, like... therapy or seen a psychiatrist.
And this is when Father Xavier says a line that's similar to the exorcism of Emily Rose, like, crazy people don't know that they're crazy, essentially.
Yeah.
Because Michael is kind of like, well, she could have had paranoid schizophrenia, like, she could have had all of these things wrong with her.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't she seek therapy or whatever?
Yeah. So... That is, I mean, that's similar to Emily Rose.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of the possession movies are like one person's a skeptic and then they see an exorcism and then they believe.
It's the basis of all exorcism movies.
Kind of. Yeah. Well, that is when, oh, I can't remember. Oh, that's when, what's his name?
Father Xavier.
Xavier.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Xavier?
Yeah.
Okay. That's when he tells Michael to meet Father Lucas.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, because I wrote down he's Steppenwolf's voice in Justice League.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Based on the photo I saw of him and watching him in this, I thought he was a different actor. So when I looked him up, I got really confused by it.
Yeah.
All right, so Michael gets, Father Lucas recommended to him as kind of like a check this guy out if you're going to be a skeptic.
Right, yeah. Xavier is trying to push him onto Father Lucas, kind of like a, hey, you need to see what he does on a day-to-day basis, and then you can formulate your own conclusion, essentially.
Yes. So he goes over to Father Lucas's house.
I love this area. Like, the house and stuff. It's so cool.
Yeah, it's super cool. There's cats everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
A pregnant woman, or pregnant girl, I should say, comes over.
Rosaria.
She's looking for, like, a specific cat and is, like, kind of weird about it.
She's super... Her acting in this... was amazing. And I didn't write down the actress's name, but she did a really good job. Just being like that creepy, like...
Just being creepy.
Yeah.
Possessed.
Yes.
And she goes back and forth between... Like, she starts out and she's talking normal.
Mm-hmm.
Father Lucas asks her if she's been eating, you know, if she's, like, trying to take care of herself. And then he makes her guess what's in a bag.
Yeah, so she goes over with her aunt, and Father Lucas is like, okay, well, Rosaria, like, meet us upstairs. So she goes upstairs. Father Lucas resolves Kovac of all of his past sins and everything so he can help out with the exorcism. And at this point, Father Lucas is just like, well, you either have to help me or you can stay downstairs with her aunt, which could be fun. And then goes upstairs because, like, her aunt is, like, a pretty attractive lady. So he, like,
hey,
Anthony Hopkins has some wonderful, like, one liners, just like dicking around type stuff. It's funny.
Well, he makes her guess what's in the bag. And at first she's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But then she guesses it's a dollar, an American dollar, which, I mean, pretty good guess.
It's a pretty good guess.
I mean, it could be anything.
Yeah, there are some telltale signs that they talk about in class that are signs of being possessed. Knowledge of the unknown, a tremor, and there are, like, a couple other things too. Yeah.
Well, she is wearing the bracelet.
The charm bracelet comes up a few times.
Yes.
It's so creepy.
So she's wearing, like, and I mean, charm bracelets are pretty unique.
It makes me want to get a charm bracelet.
Really?
I was super into charms and stuff when I was in high school and thought that charm bracelets were really cool. But I just don't. I don't wear bracelets, so.
I did until I got the job. Basically until I got a job where my hands are wet all the time.
Right.
I'm not going to wear bracelets. Oh, yeah. But I do have a big stack of them. And then I have some that are like
because you have like a Pandora or something, don't you? Or not Pandora, but.
It's a troll bead bracelet. Yes.
I like those better.
So the beads are expensive and some of them are cool. I think they're more like hipsterish and like less mom style.
Yes.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Because mine is like a leather strap, mm-hmm. like a double leather strap, and the beads are all like, they're just like, I don't know, like glass beads.
Yeah. Yeah, they're cool. I've seen it before.
Yeah. And I have like a couple little charms, like there's a skeleton on it and some other Halloweenish type things.
Mm. Anyway.
Anyway, she's wearing the bracelet.
And he still, no, we'll talk about this later. Yeah. Like later.
I think he's surprised, but he's still like skeptical.
He's like, whatever, charm bracelet. Everybody has bracelets.
And Lucas, in the middle, takes a phone call.
It just cracks me up. He's so like loosey-goosey about everything.
Because
it's just so funny.
An exorcist to be like.
To be like the Exorcist movie. Like very serious.
Yes. Like we're fighting Satan. Mm-hmm. Where he's. Like, has her do a couple little things to kind of show Michael that she's possessed. And then he's like, hang on, I have to take this call.
And he mentions that later, too, when Michael is talking to him. Michael's just like, that girl's possessed. Like, okay. And Lucas is like, well, what'd you expect? Spinning heads in pea soup?
Yeah.
Like, he pokes fun at, like, the Hollywood version of.
It would really be, though.
Yeah.
Like. To him, it's just like, oh, another day at work.
Right.
Like, he doesn't, I don't know. But her episode passes, and then she just leaves.
Yep.
It's not like you're like, tied there for days, and then you're like, she's like, okay, and takes off. Father Lucas explains his feelings about religion, and basically that he's got, like, like, he is still even questioning it.
Yeah.
Is kind of how
Which I think
he
would be. I mean,
well, even. No one knows for sure.
Even in his position, like going through seminary school and stuff, like, I think it would be okay to question things.
I thought it was funny that after that, Michael just goes and hits up like a McDonald's.
Yeah. He's like, all right, cool.
And then that's when he meets up with Angie.
We'll just call her Angie from now on.
I wrote Angelina a lot.
Okay.
So if I'm wrong.
No, that's okay.
I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Well, they go out for coffee. I think they would, if he wasn't going to school to be a priest, I think that they would make an adorable couple.
For sure. Yeah. Yes. I was thinking that throughout the entire film, and even the first time I was watching this, I was just like, oh, is Michael not going to be a priest, and are they just going to like get together? Like,
well, up until this conversation that they're having, he thinks that she's a nun.
Yeah.
Or is going to school.
And
to
she like kind of giggles at that. She's like, no,
she's actually a journalist.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, he sees her around or seen her around campus.
Yeah.
I guess I would assume.
But then if he's wearing his collar, why wouldn't she be in the nun? Is it called an abbot?
I have no idea.
Okay.
A nun outfit.
Yes. Like, wouldn't she be in
nun clothes?
Nun wear? Like, I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's an abbot, but.
That's just the hat, I thought.
Is it just the hat?
That's not like the whole outfit. Are you looking it up?
I am. But, like, keep talking.
Oh, sorry. I do exactly what I...
What do nuns wear?
What is it called?
A habit.
A habit?
So not an abbot.
Okay. It's a habit. Well, I would have just went with it. You should have done what you normally do, and you're like, it's called this. And I would have been like, all right,
sure. Nuns typically wear a religious habit or clothing that distinguishes them as members of a specific order.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good to know. Right now, I guarantee that either Leanne or Mom were sitting there It's called a habit.
I know. For sure. Yeah.
Because that's one of the things that comes up a lot with regular listeners is that they'll know and we don't know.
Yeah.
So as soon as it airs, they're like, you know, it's this and this and this. Like,
actually, yeah,
you're wrong.
So Angie, is this when you find out about her brother? Kind of like you kind of find out about some of the stuff.
I can't remember. Okay, so he finds out she's a journalist and not a nun, and that's when she wants to know what Lucas is up to.
She's been trying to get an interview with Father Lucas for like months now.
Yeah, and now she kind of has like an in through Michael. He goes to a lecture and he finds the bracelet in his pocket.
Yeah. Scary.
Terrifying. He goes then to Father Lucas's house. I just wrote the girl. The girl is over and he shows her the bracelet. He wants to know where she got it.
It's a terrible story.
Yes.
It's just awful. So she is like shying away from the bracelet, like doesn't want anything to do with it. And yeah. Michael is kind of starting to put the pieces together. And you would think this as somebody not spiritual. So
yeah,
he goes and he puts a bracelet on her. And it comes out that the that her father is out of the picture. He left a few months ago and that he assaulted her and that she's pregnant with his kid.
I don't really know. And I've watched it a couple times, like when that comes up. I don't know if I'm just like doing something else or distracted.
He is talking to her about her dad.
He just like puts the pieces together.
He puts the pieces together.
Her baby's dad, the father of her,
is her dad.
Yes, but
yes,
it comes out in like a weird way where the father of her baby is not in the picture, and then her actual dad took off.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like,
yeah, she's sitting there and he puts the bracelet on her wrist.
Also, she is speaking Italian too. Yes. She doesn't speak English.
She doesn't speak English. Father Lucas has to translate stuff.
Yeah.
And he puts the bracelet on her wrist and Michael's like, your dad? And she nods. And he looks down at her belly and he's like, your dad? And she nods.
Okay.
So that's when you put the pieces together.
Oh.
Yeah. So it really sucks. And her dad just like left. And I'm guessing he left when she found out she was pregnant. Like, yeah.
Yes. So then they do another like exorcism.
This part's fucked up.
Session on her.
Yes.
She speaks some English, which did not know before.
Nope. And she's speaking linguish. She's speaking English in not her own voice.
Yes, in a different voice. Her belly does the weird thing.
Where it looks like it's an alien spawn.
Yes.
Yeah.
She vomits nails.
Mm-hmm.
Which is also like,
and she is saying stuff to Michael that no one would know.
Yes.
Like, and that's when she does the lickety split.
Yeah. And then she says something about the girl that killed herself.
Yeah.
In English.
Mm-hmm.
So real creepy. And Father Lucas, through the whole thing, is just like, whatever. Like,
well, I think after a certain point, like,
She vomits nails.
Yeah.
And that is gross, but also not very gory.
It's not very gory,
they're, like,
no.
A little bloody, and she, like, just kind of spits them out of her mouth. She's, like, kind of coughing them up.
Yeah.
And he's casual. And is that when it comes out that he's also, like, a medical doctor?
Yeah. He's a trained medical doctor. And
he's a trained.
He's a trained doctor. And
he's
Mike.
He's a learned doctor.
He's a learned doctor. And Michael is just like, we need to get her to a doctor. And that's when Father Lucas is like, I am a doctor.
Got it covered.
It's fine.
Priest.
Everything's
doctor,
fine.
Do exorcisms.
Yep.
Sorry, they're debating on whether or not she's telling the truth. They kind of like talk about that.
Yeah, and Michael still doesn't believe anything after all everything that was said to him. Like
it's just a hoax.
What? Like, well, she just swallowed the nails before she got there. What?
No,
I don't know. And they're like old carpentry nails too. Like,
yeah, they're old spooky like handmade nails.
I had
like
to tell Hayden came in at that scene.
Was he just like, huh?
And was like, what are those? And I was just like, oh, they're like old carpentry nails that I'm assuming were the nails that nailed Christ. No. I would guess. So she just like threw up random nails that don't mean anything?
I think she just threw up random nails. No. Those nails weren't like, big enough to like,
I suppose,
nail anyone anywhere.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I
feel like they would be.
Your
like,
opinion's valid.
They'd have to be bigger than that.
Okay.
Like,
I'm going to look that up after.
The symbology?
Yes.
Of the nails?
Yes. I think you mean symbolism.
I think we're not doing that movie on the podcast.
Oh, God.
That'd be fun, though.
That would be super fun.
Then he remembers his father telling his dead mom that she's beautiful.
Yeah, there are a lot of flashbacks to him and his mom in this. And his mom always told him, like, the hand of God has touched you or something like that.
He had a little, like, prayer card from his mom, and it said, you're not alone on it, I think is what the, because that comes up at the end.
Yes.
Then he goes with Father Lucas to see a little boy.
This one is scarier to me than
the girl.
The girl.
Agreed.
Yeah.
They go to see a little boy who says he's seen a red-eyed mule.
Mm-hmm.
And his father, who tells him to kill himself.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the mom is there. And it's super awful.
He's covered in like mule bites
and like horse kicks.
Yeah,
horse prints.
Horse
I guess
prints.
Horse prints.
Well, it'd be mule prints.
Mule prints. And Anthony Hopkins is just kind of like taking it in stride. He's like, oh,
just so relaxed about the whole thing.
Like making a couple jokes and stuff with the kid, and I think trying to just like lighten the mood it's very.
So then
scary.
He asks the mother for his pillow.
He accuses the mom, too, for a hot minute.
Yeah.
And the mom's, like, devastated. Like, what?
And I think he's just trying to, like, get a read on it.
Yeah.
Like, is this something, is this actually something that requires an exorcist? Or
yeah.
So I think he, like, accuses the mom, and he kind of, like, says some weird things to kind of, like, figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, he cuts open the pillow and pulls a toad out of it and throws it in the fire. He like throws it in their.
He throws it in the stove.
In the like.
Like in the kitchen. Yeah.
Kitchen stove. The boy also tells his mom that someone will die.
Yes. You don't know who though. But he's like staring at Michael. And then, like, whispers something to his mom.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, like, spooky. When Lucas and Michael go back to the house, that's when Michael finds the bag of frogs.
Yeah.
So.
I wanted to look up what kind of frogs they were.
They're firebelly toads.
Yes, thank
they
you.
They are not native to Italy. They're native to Asia.
Okay. Yeah, I looked up. I was just like, the right toads. Nothing came up. but no, I figured you would probably know.
We sold them at Pet Stop.
Oh, okay.
And they actually made, like, cute little pets.
Oh.
Yeah. They, but they're, I want to say, like, they call them, like, one of the names for them is Oriental Red-Bellied Toads or something like that.
Yeah, they're vibrant green on top, like green and black. Yeah. And then underneath it's like
bright red.
Like a fire belly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so he takes, this is like, I just totally skipped over this. He takes the toad out of the pillowcase,
mm-hmm.
says it's the demon or whatever,
yeah.
and then throws it in the fire. Like that's gonna
cure him. If you believe
in
something
that
strongly, yeah, then.
I guess if you thought it was real, but you weren't actually possessed.
And he brings that up too. He's just like, well, it's better to make them feel better than to have them going through life miserable. Like he says something when Michael confronts him about the toads.
That it was just like a joke.
Yeah.
Like he was just like a trick mm-hmm. type thing. That's when they find out that the pregnant girl tried to drown herself.
Yeah.
And she's in the hospital. Mm. What?
This part. Ugh.
Yes. Well, they start doing like an exorcism at the hospital.
Yeah.
She calls, does she call Michael a doubter?
Yeah. That's a frequent name for Michael with the demon, doubter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Then Michael leaves and she, or no.
Well, she is just like, why don't you believe me? Or like, you have to believe in me or whatever. Like the demon is talking then.
Yeah.
And Michael starts.
And Michael's been told not to respond.
And he is full on responding.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why did you do this to yourself? And the demon responds like, I want to eat the flies off her rotting flesh or something weird. It's a very interesting visual. So,
yes.
And he's very calm and is interacting with the demon, who's cool.
Well, I think he's looking at it as a doubter. Like,
and he's still like completely unconvinced. Like, and the demon, and you don't get the demon's name or anything until later, but the demon is like confronting him like, hey, you need to believe in me. Like, why don't you believe in me?
Yeah,
I'll make you then, essentially.
Yeah. And then her heart rate goes like out of control and there's like roaches.
Yeah, they both leave. Like,
yeah,
Father Lucas is sitting outside in the hallway and he's like not looking too good.
Yeah.
And Michael goes and he leaves. And on the way out, Father Lucas is like, protect your soul.
Yeah.
Like, you have a good soul.
He has a good soul and to guard it.
Mm-hmm. And then he sobs. And it's so sad.
Yes.
He's such a good actor.
He is. He's an amazing actor.
Just love him.
If somebody, it could be any type of film. If they're like, oh, Anthony Hopkins is in it, I would probably check it out.
What's the one with Alec Baldwin? And he plays like a rich survivalist guy. Oh my God.
What?
With the giant grizzly bear. Shit. And I used to watch it with Dad because it would be on like Saturday TV or whatever.
The Rich Survivalist? And it's got Alec Baldwin in it?
It's got Alec Baldwin and he's sleeping with his wife.
What? Did I see this?
As soon as I say it, you're going to be like, oh my God, yeah.
Are you just describing this like,
oh my God,
very poorly?
It's The Edge.
Oh, I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, Alec Baldwin is in it and he's messing around with Anthony Hopkins' wife. And when Anthony Hopkins gets back, like he survived the wilderness or whatever.
Okay.
Spoiler
for
The Edge. Alec Baldwin dies by the grizzly bear. And Anthony Hopkins,
like Saturday afternoon,
yeah,
TV.
And Anthony Hopkins comes back and he's like, I want a divorce. Like, it's such a good movie. It's so good.
What was the one that he was in where he is like, he like lives with gorillas or something. He like lives with like primates and then he comes back and he, I don't know.
Hannibal. No.
No. I remember.
I know what you're talking about.
Being interviewed.
Instinct.
Yeah. In like a gym that he can't escape from.
That's
like,
a good one. I remember that too.
I want to see that again because I remember really liking it, but I think that one also got kind of bad reviews.
I don't pay attention to reviews because anyway.
What are we talking about?
So, Father Lucas tells Michael to guard his soul.
Yes. And then that's when Michael meets with Angie. She said the devil spoke to her. The devil spoke to her.
To her brother.
Her brother.
Yeah, her brother was in and out of a mental institution and was having a lot of problems, said that the devil was talking to him, all of these things. And Angie just kind of like left him at the psych ward and he killed himself.
Okay. I didn't write
and that. And that's when she goes into the story about her brother.
Yeah.
And no one believed him and all of this stuff. And I think that that's why she's taking a course in exorcism, because she wants answers.
Yeah, she wants to know if it's, like, an actual thing that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell that I started, I do this a lot. I start out with really good notes, and then they get shittier and shittier because I get more into what I'm watching and less into writing the notes.
Yes. I am almost to the point now where I have to watch it once.
For funsies,
and then go back and like pay attention to notes. But it's really hard when it's like a 2-hour movie.
And I don't always have time to spend 4 hours. Well, that's bullshit, but I know Greg's not going to want to watch the same movie twice. 2 nights in a row. I mean, I guess I could watch it while he was at work.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. No, we'd have to watch it together, and then I'd have to watch it again by myself to take notes.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'm like, pause it when a lot of stuff's going on. And
pause it. I need to take my notes.
Yeah. And if anyone's over watching it with us, they look at me like, I'm so annoyed.
That's why I watch them alone. Well, that's not the only reason why I watch them alone.
Because Mike doesn't like the scaries.
Mike thinks it's icky.
Well, that same night, Michael dreams of his mom and dad again in the mortuary, and his mom has the bracelet on.
Mm-hmm.
And is that when there's like a devil hand?
Yeah.
Like the weird hand?
Yes.
Creepy hand. Michael is awoken to the call that his father had had a stroke.
Yes.
And then the airport, he can't get home. The airport is closed due to, like, volcanic eruptions.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it sound really dramatic, but it's, like,
did you look into that at all?
What?
The volcanic eruptions. Didn't they halt flights in the UK for a while because of, like,
I think that's, like, a regular thing that
Iceland
happens.
Or something. Mm-hmm.
Is
that happened a few years ago.
Volcanic activity, it gets too like hazy
and
too like ashy for planes to fly. But yeah, that's a thing.
And
yeah, that did happen fairly recently. He gets a phone call, or he has a phone conversation with his dad, because at this point you don't know that.
And it's really an odd conversation. His dad is like, where am I? Like,
yeah. So he gets a call that his dad had a stroke and was in the hospital.
Like a couple hours
before. So then he gets, you know, he tries to fly, can't fly because of the volcanoes. And then he has a phone call with his dad. But then later when he talks to the doctor tells him that he had passed 6 hours ago.
Yeah.
Oh, that's when you see the prayer card.
Yeah, he brings out the prayer card and is looking at it and stuff.
And the prayer card from his mom says, he is always with you.
Yes.
Not, you're not alone, which comes up later.
Yeah.
But, I mean, basically the same thing.
I thought it said both.
Oh, maybe.
I think it says both.
The card says one thing and then written on it from his
yes.
mom. The card itself said he is always with you, and then his mom, I think, had written "You're not alone" on it. Yeah, yeah. Then he, it's snowing. This part's creepy. And he sees the red-eyed mule.
Isn't it a horse? Like, I didn't know it's supposed to be a mule, but isn't it a horse in the film?
A mule looks a lot like a horse.
Yeah, but it's not as big, though.
I don't know how big mules can get. Isn't a mule a cross between a horse and a donkey?
Yeah. Oh, so probably it might be big or bigger.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're like decent size. I don't know. I guess.
You could probably ride a mule.
Yeah, I think you can. Yeah.
Couldn't you ride a donkey, though, too?
I don't know.
It's just anyway.
Can you ride a donkey?
Google that shit.
I'm going to Google it right now. So,
continue on. He goes out. He looks out his window and there's snow falling on the ground.
It's very pretty.
It's beautiful. And he sees hoof prints in the snow. So he goes downstairs and he goes in the courtyard and no one is there except this huge red-eyed mule. And the eyes aren't just red. They look like flames almost. It's very creepy. And then he, like, the mule charges at him and he, like, comes out of it.
Yeah.
And he looks around and there's no snow or anything on the ground. And he's like, shit, like, what the hell's happening to me?
Okay, here we go.
Oh, good. Answers.
You can't ride a donkey.
Okay.
But because they just can't, unless you're small, then you can ride a donkey.
Yeah.
Because they can only carry, like, so many pounds. A mule weighs anywhere from 51 pounds to 1,000 pounds.
Wow.
I don't know why it's 51. That would be really small. A donkey weighs anywhere from 180 pounds to 1,100 pounds. And a horse is anywhere from 800 pounds to 2,200 pounds.
What the fuck?
They're big. I guess everything is bigger than I thought it was.
No shit, right? Yeah. Ooh.
What are we? Where are we at?
He just left the courtyard.
Okay, leaves the courtyard. He goes to the boy's house to see what he whispered.
Yes.
And what
he goes with Angeline.
Angie. Are you?
No, it doesn't matter.
Okay,
just keep. Keep going.
I thought it was Angelina. I don't know what I thought. That's why I've been saying Angie.
It's fucking Angeline.
Is it really?
It is.
God damn it.
I win. Okay.
All right.
We can keep calling her Angie, though. That's fine.
Ange. What the boy whispered was, your father's going to die.
How scary. And knowledge of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Which also, did you notice? So before all this shit happens and they're on the way to the little boy to talk to him.
Yeah.
Father Lucas is like, grab an umbrella. It's going to rain.
Yes.
We'll get into that in a couple minutes, guys.
This is when, like, Father Lucas goes to the park.
We didn't even talk about Rosaria and what happened to her.
Oh, we didn't.
No, we didn't. Oh, my God. I was waiting for you to, like, bring it up, and then
We just skimmed over it.
Ugh.
Go for it.
Okay. So the night that the mule situation happened with Michael, Father Lucas is sitting outside the room that Rosaria's in.
Yeah, like in the waiting room.
Rosaria starts freaking out. She has a miscarriage. It's very obvious.
Blood everywhere.
Blood everywhere. And then she dies.
Yes.
And you can tell that whatever is inhabiting her body has left. Where did it go? It went into Father Lucas. And you find that out in the scene that Aaron is going to describe right now.
Yeah.
He's been acting really hinky.
Weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he goes to the park.
And he's barefoot.
And he's barefoot.
First of all. Weird.
And I just wrote, he slaps a girl in the park.
He's standing there, like, looking out at the water, and he's wearing a hat and, like, a tunic, like a long black tunic with no shoes.
Yeah.
And so this,
it's like kind of pajama he
looks. Yeah, it's like something dad would wear.
He is wearing his like a nightgown. Yeah, but like
it's something similar, and it's all black.
Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yes.
Man, nighty.
Barefoot, whatever. So this little girl comes over and is like, "Oh, bless my dolly, father." Yeah. And he just like looks at her and just backhands her. God. That poor kid. And he has this like weird grin on his face and then he just like walks away.
He's so strange.
Well, he's possessed. So
he doesn't know what he did.
He has no idea. He goes back to his house and is like, "Oh, I did something really bad."
Yeah.
Michael, because Michael goes and checks on him and stuff.
And then he pukes nails.
Yes. There are a lot of things that go on with Father Lucas that, like, we're not bringing up.
Yeah, there's, like, a lot of little
cats running away, like, things like that.
A lot of details that kind of, like, prove that something's going on. Yeah. He tells Michael to lock him up.
Yeah, like, you have to lock me up.
Yeah, like, he knows, like, when he's with it, he knows that he's
100%
possessed. The reporter, Angie.
That's all right.
And Michael go to Xavier's house. Is that where they're at?
I think so.
And Father Lucas is there. And then I wrote exorcism and put a bunch of stars around it.
They don't go to they're at Father Lucas's house when they do the exorcism.
They go there to get him, though, don't they?
They go to Father Xavier's house to get him to help because Father Lucas was like, "Get Xavier, like he'll know what to do," okay, or whatever. And so Xavier is out of town until Monday.
Yes.
So Michael realizes that he has to perform the exorcism, which is a huge movie flaw.
I saw that too.
People that are not ordained with the Catholic Church cannot perform an exorcism, or at least it's extremely unsafe.
It's unsafe because you don't have like the power of God yet.
Yeah. What?
No, it just sounds funny.
But
you don't have the God power to fight demons.
Yes.
Okay. I wrote exorcism. It gets pretty crazy.
And it's pretty intense.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of stuff gets brought up. Michael and Angeline go there, and they strap him down quickly as they can. And then Anthony Hopkins is, like, full-on demon.
Yeah, like,
it's his terrifying
eyes are a different color, and he gets, like, all the veins in his face are sticking out, like, creepy. His eyes are like goldish, aren't they?
Like yeah, they're like green. A gold color, and he says a lot of things. And Michael's just like, "Well, God will protect me." And Father Lucas is like, "God is not here, priest." It's very scary.
Don't they say that in the original Exorcist?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Or she says something like that.
Yeah. I mean, they say,
like, God's not here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's when Angie tells, she just says she doesn't know, but she tells him he's not alone.
Yeah.
And that, like, gives him, that, like, inspires him.
Yes.
Lucas breaks free out of his restraints and attacks Angie.
Yes. And is, like, going on about her brother.
Yes. Mm. She says something about accepting God.
Like, you have to accept God to Michael. Michael, yeah.
She tells Michael that he has to accept God or else this, like, isn't going to work. And he says, yes, I believe in you. I believe in the devil, so I believe in God.
Yeah, that kind of. So Angie is like knocked unconscious or like knocked down. And then.
That's like his final blow.
Yeah. Father Lucas goes and like pushes Michael up against the wall. And he's just like.
Don't lick your butt right in front
of you. Father Lucas is like, you have to believe in me. Like doubter, like all of these things.
Yeah.
And that's when Michael accepts God. And he says something like, you know, I believe in the devil.
Yeah, I believe in the devil, so I believe in God.
Yeah.
Like, he believes that he's actually possessed.
Yeah.
And then he casts out the demon.
Yeah, you find out the demon's name, and it's Baal.
Yeah.
And that scene is super creepy when he's like, Baal!
Yeah.
And if you Google the demon Baal, he is associated with cats and frogs.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the Michael King?
Yeah, Michael. The possession of Michael King. Mm-hmm. With the ants.
With the ants.
Yeah.
Because that whatever demon he was possessed by, like, was ants.
Yeah. The torturer of souls. I can't remember that demon's name, though. Yeah, I can't remember
either.
Oh.
And then you think, or I at least thought, that Mike was returning to his, like, family business.
Yes.
But he is the local priest.
Yeah. So after the exorcism, everything's fine and stuff. And
he's just like, peace out.
He's just like, all right, well, like, let me know if you need help or whatever. And
yeah.
Anthony Hopkins is like, well, you have to fight the good fight. Stay true to yourself. And he's very, like, short with him. He's like, all right, run along now.
Yeah.
Go perform God's work.
I wonder if he's like, sorry, I got possessed.
Whoops.
Like, a little embarrassed. Like, what do you
Oopsies.
Do?
But he was at a vulnerable spot when that happened. Like, the woman that he had been working with for months was not doing well. And he had had one person that he was working with as an exorcist die. Like, he committed suicide.
Yeah.
So he'd been under a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you think Michael, because it shows him, like, at the mortuary and he's, like, getting dressed and stuff. And then he gets, like, a newspaper article and it's, like, what is it? I wrote it down. I thought I did.
I did not write it down.
It's The Rite, the Modern Day Exorcist. So it's a little like,
yeah.
And it's written by Angeline and all the names have been changed and stuff like that. And then he puts on his rap thing. we're Catholic. Just kidding. We're not. But yeah, and he's like the local priest and he, like, goes into confession and is talking.
I liked how it ended, though. I thought that was good.
I thought it was really good. And I wondered if he was, like, the local exorcist then. Like, could he perform exorcisms then?
I would assume that he would have gotten into it after that.
Yes.
Or maybe not. Maybe he's, like, not for me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because, Father Thomas, it's essentially like what happened to Michael. Like, he went to Rome to apprentice under an exorcist in Rome.
Yeah.
And then came back and was like, yes, this is my job now.
I'm not even going to ask you if you'd recommend it because I know you would.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard for me not to recommend an exorcism movie just because they're really interesting to me.
And you've picked every one of them.
I have, yeah. I'm fine with it. This one isn't even particularly scary. Like, in comparison to, like, Michael King or Emily Rose, this one isn't.
Oh, Emily Rose. Both of those are terrifying.
Michael King is still, I think, one of the scariest exorcism movies I've seen, or scary movies in general that I've seen. It's just so.
You did that one a long time ago. That was, like, one of your.
It's quite haunting.
Yeah. Kitty cat, Icky. No. What are you doing?
So, yeah, I would recommend this for sure.
We were all over the place in this one.
But I don't care. That's fine. I mean, there are some people that still listen to us, so thanks, guys. You're the best. Thank you. And happy November, because when this comes out, it'll be November 1st.
Yeah, it'll be All Saints Day.
All Saints Day. Out. Yep.
Which I hope everyone had a good Halloween. I feel weird saying that before Halloween, but
I
know,
but I hope everybody was safe.
Yeah. I hope I am too.
Yeah, I know. Well, only time will tell. But yeah, so if you like... What the fuck?
What?
Sorry, I get emails on my watch, so it like vibrates, and I'm like, what's going on?
Oh, okay.
Anywho, but guys, thanks for hanging out with us tonight. If you like what you hear, then remember to please follow us on Instagram. It's /your movie review, all one word, all lowercase. Follow us on Facebook, /your movie review, and give us a review on there too, because that'll help more people seeing our shit.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have a webpage, /yourmoviereview.com.
Yes.
So like go on Spotify and iTunes and like give us a 5-star if you want to, or 4.
No, I don't think you can rate on Spotify.
Can you or can't you?
I have the free one, so I don't know.
Oh. I know on iTunes you can.
On iTunes you can.
Get on that, everybody.
Every once in a while I get, because I have the email on my phone.
Yeah.
And I'll get like a thing that says like, it's just like the little, whatever it is. Like, I don't get as much detail as
Mike does.
Mike does.
Yeah.
I just get like a little thing like where we're ranked.
Oh.
But well, if you're ranked low enough, you don't show up.
Perfect.
So there's not an actual number. Stop it, kitty.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. What a hot.
This is a disaster.
What a hot mess. Anyway, have a great week. Yeah. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.